Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
What wreckage is left in the path of those who defy God? Not only do Korah and his Reubenite co-conspirators go, quote, alive into the pit, Numbers 16:33, but, quote, fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense, verse 35. Then, in spite of these dramatic judgments, the very next day, the whole congregation murmured against Moses and Aaron, saying, quote, you have killed the people of the Lord, verse 41. Reading this, it looks like a mob ready to strike. Quote, now it happened, when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron, that they turned toward the tabernacle of meeting, and suddenly the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared, verse 42. The minute the Lord appeared, Moses thought, oh no. Quote, get away from among this congregation, said the Lord, that I may consume them in a moment, verse 45. Again, overwhelmed by God's awesome holiness, Moses and Aaron, quote, fell on their faces. Without a moment to lose, Moses said to Aaron, take a censer and put fire in it from the altar, put incense on it, and take it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them, for wrath has gone out from the Lord. The plague has begun. Verse 46. Sure enough, although Aaron, quote, ran and made atonement for the people and stood between the dead and the living so the plague was stopped, verses 47 and 48, there were still 14,700 funerals. Our hearts cry out, stop already. When will this carnage end? See the answer? It is a cross upon a hill. It is Jesus now hanging, quote, between the dead and the living. As God's enemies, we were under the sentence of death. But, quote, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.